to create change and positivity in the world through the power of music. Muli, ako po si Sarah Jeronimo, isang Pilipina. Maraming salamat po. Mabuhay ang OPM. Thank you, Billboard. Thank you, Lord.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Popstar Space, your popstar royalty, Sarah G fans' favorite hangout place. Tonight, we are celebrating a historic milestone to the career of our beloved Tala as she officially received the Billboard Women in Music Global Force Award, honored by Billboard Philippines. Magandang gabi po, this is Yiyaw. Itaas pa natin ng energy. Joining us tonight, of course, is the one and only Jello. Hi, Jello.
Hi, good evening. Grabe naman yung the one and only Jello. Anyway, good evening, everyone. Good evening, mga ka-Global Force.
Yes. Ano mga abangan natin tonight sa space?
Well, of course, we're gonna celebrate Sarah's historic win at the Billboard Women in Music Award, the Global Force honoree by Billboard Philippines. But also, of course, I know everyone is feeling immensely proud right now. Our dearest Tala carried herself very well tonight. She was literally shining. I think she presented herself very well, and with that stellar speech, nakaka-proud. Come on, she was a sight to behold, and ang ganda niya, and I will claim it, she was the star of the night. And speaking of the night, we're gonna run through everything Billboard Women in Music, Global Force Award, her speech, Billboard Philippines, and the impact of the award to the industry, the fashion, the hair, the interaction with the other celebrities, Facebook and Instagram Live, and also our personal congratulatory messages to Sarah. So we encourage everyone who's listening right now to comment down your messages to Sarah. Just use the hashtag GlobalForceSarahG.
Yes. That's right. So yeah, once again, welcome to our space and thank you sa mga maagang nag-tune. Ilang aaga nila, no? Yan, marami tayong pagkukwentuhan tonight. And once again, interact with us by commenting on our space thread. Use the hashtag GlobalForceRG or hashtag PopstarSpace. Yan, para mabasa natin.
Yes. Agad. Kamusta naman, Sabrina, ang pag-abang sa Billboard Global Force?
Yes! Hello! Good evening, everyone! Yung preparations ko po for the...
Mag-thank you tayo. Maaga pa lang, around 6 a.m., 7 a.m. gising na ang popsters, right?
Yes, ang lala.
6 a.m. Wala akong tulog. Siguro mga less than 4 hours, mga ganun.
Ako, 4:30, nakaabang na.
And dagadagad ng top trending topic in the Philippines.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oo, super. At trending tayo the whole day, ha? Number
with ilang tweets, madam?
Yung... two hours ago when we last checked, parang nasa 50-some na.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations to us. And, magsa-shoutout tayo sa ating trending party department. Hindi nyo kaya may trending party department. Ang Popstar Space. Ayan. O, ipasalamatan natin yung nag-decide ng ating mga taglines. Of course, si JC and si Mike. Shout out. O, hindi nyo kaya. Nag-shout out si Sars kay Mami Divine, diba? So, shout out din tayo. O, shout out to JC and Mike. Diba? O, pinag-iisipan kasi yung mga tagline para bongga, pasabog, at powerful. Yes. So, yay! So, trending tayo the whole day. Keep on tweeting. Hanggang bukas, gamitin natin yung hashtag na yan. Powerful yan.
Yes, because tomorrow, at the same time, 9 a.m. Philippine time, the streaming of the actual event, Billboard Women in Music, will be streamed on billboardwomeninmusic.com. So, we're gonna see the official videos, the official speech ni Sars. So, tune in to that as well. Si Ian, kamusta ang araw ni Ian at ang mga sumalubong na mga social media content
Hi, Ian.
About Sarah?
Magandang gabi, mga ka-partner.
Uy, nag-upgrade na tayo, mga ka-Global Force.
Mga ka-Global Force.
Global. Oh my gosh, nagkamali ako. Ayan, maganda yan. Mga ka-Popstar Force, magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Pinabati ko kayo ng masigabong palakpakan!
Yes! Kamusta ang mga emosyon natin, Ian, Sab, Madam?
kumakapit go. Pa rin. Si Madam, ewan ko lang.
Uy, gabi. Ay, yung mga nakikinig, pwede din kayo mag-comment. Kamusta yes. kayo? Anong mga nararamdaman nyo kanina nung mga nangyayari na nag-tweet na si Mateo ng on the way? Anong mga na-feel nyo? Nasaan kayo?
Actually, halo-halo yung emosyon ko, no? To the point na nag-hives ako.
Uy, oh, wow!
Kinaya yun. Hindi, pero actually, halo-halo talaga siya na hindi ako makapag-focus sa pag-re-review ko. Kasi, nasa class ako ng mga panahon na yan at matago ako nagtutweet. Nairaos ko naman, pero nung pauwi na ako, doon ko na napanood lahat ng mga clips and medyo umiyak tayo sa tricycle habang pauwi. Ganun ang ganap.
I'll ask everyone, what are the striking moments for you guys throughout the day? Ano yung nagparamdam sa inyo? How proud are you guys of this achievement? So, lahat, ibuhos yun na yung mga emotion nyo today. Go, madam!
Ay, oh, sige, ako muna. Yung ano na, ako I think yung moment na, yung na-feel ko na talaga siya na parang naiiyak na talaga ako. Nung ano, nung nakita ko na yung clip before siya i-announce, yung DTR niya. Sobrang nakaka-proud yun. Tapos nung in-announce na siya, nung tinawag na yung pangalan, yun na. Parang hindi ko na nga masyadong naintindi yung speech niya kanina. Parang ngayon gabi ko na lang siya naupuan at napakinggan ng maayos na maayos. Pero yan, nung nakita ko yung moment na yun, yung parang, oh my God, parang grabe. Tapos yung crowd cheer, di ba? She was well applauded. Sobrang ganda, grabe yung spirit sa venue. Sobrang yung palakpakan para kay Stars. Yun, yun yung na-feel ko kanina.
Si Sabrina naman, anong mga moments na nagpa-antig sa iyong popster heart?
Oh, kasi kanina, di ba, parang nagpo-post sila sa IG story, like, ayun na, getting ready na si Stars. Ayan, so, tweet naman ako, ayun na, getting ready na si Sarah, ganyan. Tapos, nung nakita ko na, like, sa red carpet, yung parang ini-interview siya, sabi ko, hala, shit, parang eto na, nangyayari na talaga, totoo talaga to. Tapos yung parang naglakad na siya doon sa red carpet, tapos ang daming pinatawag yung name niya, ganyan-ganyan, daming kumukuha ng pictures, like, parang sabi ko, ay, shit, eto na yon, parang Stars, i-enjoy mo na lang yan, parang, grabe, tapos, para ang kasunod nun na napanood ko yun nga yung sa VTR. Like, sobra akong kinilabutan kasi parang dati ni-imagine lang natin what if si Sarah naman yung umattend sa international award giving body na nag-recognize sa kanya. Tapos ngayon, nangyari na talaga siya. So, ayun, parang ayun, yung sa red carpet pa lang, yun yung parang talagang kinilabutan na ako agad.
Si Ian, kamusta sa'yo, Ian?
Kamusta naman ako. Actually, nung mga, yung ano no, yung medyo maaga pa, yung mga clips pa lang from the blue carpet or yung before pa nga dun, hindi ko pa siya nadadigest ng maayos. So parang medyo happy pa ako. Sabi ko, oh my God, ang ganda ng dress, ang ganda ng fit, ang ganda ng hair, na everything. Tapos, nawala ako kasi nasa class ako. Tapos, yung acceptance speech, yung pinaka-highlight for me. Kasi ang ganda-ganda ng message niya doon, no? Na parang she remained humble. I-offer pa rin niya yung recognition na to for the OPM, for the Filipino music industry. So, doon ako medyo na-teary-eyed. Yun lang.
Uy, ang dami din nagsishare ng mga... Thank you, Ian. Ang dami din nagsishare ng mga moments nila. O, teka. Sabi ni... si Timmy DC, sabi niya, maghapon, mi aligaga. May work pero nakabukas ang ex maghapon. Nood dito ba sa doon? Uy, totoo yan. Kanina nasa sales training din ako pero yung isip ko talaga wala doon. No, kay Source talaga. Okay, sabi ni Jera Esquivar... ako nagre-retweet lang ng kahit na anong video. Kahit di ko alam sinasabi ni SG kasi wala akong bit-bit na buds palabas ng office. Uy, ang hirap naman.
Nakakatawa.
Okay, go. Okay, sabi ni Popstar Laika, nasa biyahe, kanina daw, nasa biyahe po papuntang hospital for my mom's check-up. Oh, ang hirap po mag-tweet pero kinaya kahit nahihilo na. Okay, go.
Sabi okay, naman ni Ashneel.
Go, go.
Wala na po akong ginawa, tinatupag, kundi magsasadya buong araw. Mula kagabi, dead mas sa lahat ng clients ko.
May mawawalan talaga ng trabaho sa isa.
Uy, lahat tayo, no? Grabe talaga. Sobrang totoo.
But yun nga eh, it's not... although nakakatawa sa ikwento sa atin na buong araw tayo sa regi, ganun. But yung pride kasi na naidala ng araw na to, not only for Sarah, but also to us as popsters. Sobrang laki.
Oh.
Na-realize ko yung impact ng araw na to. Remember, kanina, kausap po si Madam at si Carlo habang nagda-drive ako. Tapos, lumabas yung sa blue carpet, interview ata Madam or something like that, no? Tapos, nag-uusap kami sa car. Tapos, sabi ni Madam, may nabasa siyang tweet na parang...
Yeah, ito. You want me to read it? Ito, nakabookmark siya sa akin. Nag-recode si hello less si hello underscore less 14. I hope you're here listening, si Les. Ni-recode niya yung pinipicturan si Sarah sa ng mga photographers doon sa ano bago siya pumasok. Anyway, ang sabi niya, bakla naiiyak ako. My 8-year-old popster self is so happy. This is long overdue. Yeah,
yes.
It strike us kanina yung post na yun.
Yung pinakakatagang na my 8-year-old self made me happy today.
Yeah.
Parang it totoo, parang for us popsters, ang laking bagay no na parang shocks. Ito na 'yun. I mean, hindi naman dingin sa kaalam niyo ang daming as a popster, yung buhay mo as a popster growing up then during the early year career of Sarah. Girl, madami na kaming nakaaway ng mga kaibigan,
totoo.
Mga ganun, etc. Mga hindi naniniwala
dahil,
before.
Hindi naniniwala kasi nga before, parang pag-local, parang hindi nila bet, ganun.
Yes, oo, pag-local, may ganung mentality before. Eh. Pero right now, Sarah is being honored, not for anything, but because of her music, because
yes,
of her artistry, because of her career.
Artistry.
So, yun, sobrang full circle lang siya for us right now. Kaya, gets namin yung mga damdamin ng bawat isa sa inyo na parang hindi na kayo nakafocus. Nakafocus kayo kay Sarah. Because as much it is Sarah's win, it is our win also. So,
let's celebrate. Yes.
Yun sa akin kanina na napa. Kasi diba, we've been following the Billboard journey since it was announced naman, diba? So, para ako, kaya lang, it's a great recognition, etc. But kanina, it dawned on me na parang, oh, it has also a personal impact to me kasi parang...
Totoo yan.
Yung hawak na kristal ni Sarah doon, kabilang tayo doon eh. Diba?
Yes. Oy. Ano ba yun? Iyak naman ako.
Yun. So speaking of impact, well, a huge thank you and great flowers to Billboard Philippines for...
Yes, totoo. Thank you, Billboard PH.
For orchestrating this milestone, not only for Sarah's career, but also to the original Filipino music industry, no? True to Sarah's words kanina na Billboard Philippines is committed to bringing Filipino music and Filipino artists to a global audience. So, thank you so much to Billboard Philippines and Billboard Women in Music for historic recognition to Sarah and to the Filipino music. On that note, Sarah will be on the cover of a special issue of Billboard Philippines this March. Pre-orders are now available at sarisari.store.com and on Billboard Philippines official website. So you can grab your copies. The actual cover will be unveiled on March 22, coinciding with the localized version of Billboard Women in Music Philippines version.
So, so pre-order. So pwede
yes,
na yan. Yes,
pwede na mag-pre-order. Yeah. It's only 250 pesos. So yun, grab. I heard, based on streets we're talking, na maganda daw yung mga photos ni Sarah during the shoot. So go grab a copy and pre-order now.
Oh my gosh. Baka nandun yung nakita kanina sa VTR na hindi pa natin nakikita.
Oo.
Diba? Bongga yun. Okay, go.
Alam niyo naman si Sarah, madaming tinatagong photoshoot. But speaking of photoshoot, speaking of looks, let's talk about the fashion, the hair. Go! Mag-start na. Ian,
oh
go.
What
do you
God.
Think?
Oh my God!
Ang ganda. Actually...
Hoy, honest ha. Be honest.
Yes.
Okay.
Ano, parang
nakatakot
diba?
Naman. Nakatakot naman yung be honest ha. Be honest.
Oh, pero hindi. Parang kasi meron kami agreement kasi.
Oo, mas maganda kapag... Oh, go.
Anos naman tayo lagi dito sa
Huwag mo na ako damay.
Oo, kaya nga tayo nababash.
Huwag mo na ako damay
yan. Go,
anyway, go, go, Iyan.
Parang
okay.
May usapan kami ni Sab. Nasabi namin, sana mag-extension siya. Kasi parang hindi namin feel yung hair. Based lang to dun sa mga IG stories, ha? Pero nung nakita ko na yung
mga nag-a-look.
Yes. Nung nakita ko na yung the whole ensemble niya, parang, ay, oh my gosh. Parang yung hair, it balances the, ewan ko parang, sobrang ganda lang eh. Ewan ko parang, hindi ko na siya ma-explain. Nung unang kita ko lang, sabi ko, ay, sobrang ganda niya. Bagay lahat. Umagay. Yun, wala na akong masay.
Go, Sab. Your thoughts.
Okay. So, ayun nga, may usapan kami, sabi ko pa, pipikit talaga ako pag ganyan pa rin yung buhok ni Sarah sa ano, red carpet, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, nung unang kita ko, of course, mas mapapansin mo kagad yung dress. Like, sis, yung curves niya, mas, ano, mas nahulma. Then, sabi ko, parang, nung tinitigan ko pa lang yung hair, like, hindi ko pa siya masyadong tinititigan, hindi pa nagising in sa akin. Parang, wiz ko, bet. Nung una. Tapos nung parang palagi ko na siya nakikita, sabi ko, ay, carry naman pala sa ano, sa buong look, like super bagay siya. Siguro kung mag-iiba pa ng hairstyle si Sarah, parang hindi niya ma-achieve like yung Hollywood filter if ever. Tapos ayun nga, parang na-realize ko rin na super bold move for Sarah na mag-ganon na hair, mag-wolf cut na style ng hair sa red carpet, kasi parang usually lagi lang siyang big waves, big curls, tapos yeah, or yung naka-plan siya lang, nakabagsak lang, gano'n. So yeah, bold move for SARS. Big bold, ano?
Ano ba talaga, big or bold?
Bold move.
Okay, sige, final na yan.
Yes.
Okay. Uy, pero, uy, totoo, grabe. Ang lala. Sobrang shinak tayo lahat ni SARS. No?
Diba?
Noong una, nagulat din ako. As in, super. Pero yung gulat na may wow, ha? Yung, I was shocked. Ganda.
Yeah. Saka hindi rin and, overpowering.
Oo. And sabi ko nga kay Jello, parang, I think, whatever, kung anumang hair, kung anumang damit niya kanina, parang, basta nakikita ko na she's comfortable at proud siya na i-present yung sarili niya with that look, then I'd be so happy. And kitang-kita yun kanina. She's confident. Grabe. Yung tindig niya. Superstar talaga. So everything, her looks sobrang perfect. The hair, the dress, even her makeup. Although, I want a darker lips, but yeah, perfect.
True. I think for me then, the dress was perfect. It's a great balance of, di ba, we were very concerned na if it's gonna be underdressed, if she's gonna overdress. Because, let's be honest, yung Billboard Women in Music, medyo mahirap timplahin in terms of attire. Because it's not it's not your evening gala, but it's also not your casual.
Parang siyang wear yourself.
Uh-oh. But it's not so much about like Grammys na parang you can experiment or whatever. But it there's a, ano, a fine balance na very tricky na stylists have to tread on. And I think commendable yung stylized and Joy and Liz
Yes,
Uri for,
thank you. Wow.
For pulling out that Michael Cinco blush dress. I think the dress was perfect. And yung una kong nakita yung look with the hair and everything, of course, nandun yung shock factor because of the hair. But nagets ko agad yung what she was trying to do. I mean, it's 90s minimalist with punk elements. Yung mga ganun, di ba? Yeah. And it's very pop star. Although, una kasi yung ini-envision ko kasi na parang look ni Sarah for the event was, as in, sobrang ganda siya. Like, parang, ano siya, parang, yung normal na Sarah, yung parang nag-glow yung super slick lang, yung hair parang ganun. Pero, super, kahit ganun yung wolf cut niya, ganda ni SARS. I mean, nakita niyo naman yung photos. I mean, she was the best dressed for me. May glow, may Hollywood glow si SARS. Tapos, yun. And I guess, tama yung terms niyo. She's very bold to do that because yun yung decision niya eh. To do that wolf cut. And retrospectively, pag isipin nyo, pag kunyari normal hair niya na lang yung ginawa doon, baka hindi ganun kalakas yung impact.
Totoo, so, makakain din siya nung iba.
Yes, so maganda, diba? Maganda din yung choice ni Sarah. Sarah is very calculated because she wants to mark this milestone with a memorable look. Kasi pag naalala mo na yung nag-wolf cut siya, that's when she did that.
Yes! Diba? Ganda niyan. Correct yan. Oh.
So parang pag binalikan natin pag matanda tayo or whatever, down the line.
I mean, parang, yeah.
Associated yung look na yon, yung haircut na yon, yeah, to Sarah and the billboard.
Was when she was awarded. Diba?
Yes, so perfect. Although, I love Mamang Raymond, pero medyo konti, gusto ko lang konti hilahin yung wig paharap. Konti lang naman. Konti lang naman. Para yung bangs niya medyo na ano natin. But overall, she was glowing. She was beautiful.
Grabe. Uy, tsaka hindi siya nag-blend. She stood out.
She really stood out. Like everyone's wearing black or whatever.
Diba? Like can you, okay, parang imagine ninyo kung natuloy na, kasi it said doon sa na nakalagay, it's a group award. So we were expecting na lalabas.
Sabay sila.
Silang tatlo nang sabay-sabay. So, can you imagine the two na naka-black tapos siya na naka-gitna? Diba na?
Edi winner na siya.
Very Tationa.
Oh, let's go na, Philippines, raise our flag. Okay, sabi ni Carjo, I love the look. Medyo nag-process din ako sa hair. Pero wala, she really stood out. I think most of us, no? Nakakashock kasi talaga, like, diba?
Actually, pagbigyan na lang natin si SARS kasi alam niyo naman, sa Jungkook era siya. Kaya nagpa
ah, yes, Jungkook. Uy, and also sabi ni Dars, very, ano, parang it reminded him of Tokyo ng Money Heist.
Oo.
Yung aura, no? The hair, the aura.
Billboard Philippines and Sarah Geronimo makes history hand in hand as she accepts the Global Force Award at Billboard Women in Music, making her the first homegrown Filipina to be awarded on the global stage.
Next on our Global Force tour is the Philippines, and tonight we are honoring Sarah Geronimo. Sarah was named Grand Champion of the singing competition Star for a Night at just 14 and has been earning accolades and fans ever since. Her songs earned 110 million on-demand global streams in 2023 alone. Sarah is known for her magnetic stage presence and vocal versatility, with hits ranging from power ballads to modern pop. She starred in numerous movies and television shows and is helping to shape the next generation of talent as a coach on The Voice of the Philippines. Let's give a round of applause for Billboard Philippines Global Force honoree Sarah Geronimo.
Diyos ko, Lord! Okay, I said, oh my God. Good evening, everyone. I'm Sarah Geronimo from the Philippines. Hello po sa mga kababayan ko. Maraming salamat for being here, for giving your support. Thank you very much, Billboard, for celebrating women in music, and of course, for giving our country this meaningful recognition. Maraming salamat to Billboard Philippines for your commitment to bring our music, the Filipino music, and more Filipino artists to a global audience. I humbly accept this award on behalf of every amazing and excellent Filipino artist back home and all over the world. And allow me also to take this moment to thank God, Lord Jesus, for the gift of music. Hindi ko po inisip, hindi ko po pinangarap na mararating ko po yung ganito, that I'll be able to deliver a speech in front of an international audience. Tama ba yung grammar ko? Thank you to God. Thank you to my parents. Thank you sa aking nanay at tatay. Maraming salamat po for your unconditional love, for believing in me, for supporting me. To my family, to my manager, Victor Rosario, to my whole team, Viva, to my popsters, kung meron pong popsters dito. Maraming salamat. Thank you for your unwavering support. Thank you very much. To my husband, Matt, thank you for encouraging me and for always pushing me to be a better version of myself every day. Maraming salamat. For me, this recognition signifies courage and hope. Courage to accept and embrace oneself. Courage to break boundaries and defy standards. Courage to rise above all the setbacks and challenges that one artist or one person has to face. And the hope that one day this recognition will bridge the Philippines and other nations to create change and positivity in the world through the power of music. Muli, ako po si Sarah Jeronimo, isang Pilipina. Maraming salamat po. Mabuhay ang OPM. Thank you, Billboard. Thank you, Lord.
Let's talk about this speech. What do you think about this speech, ni Sars?
Ano, yung na-feel ko kanina, like, grabe, kasi you didn't even hear an ounce of Sarah G talking about herself and her own music. Yung parang talagang yung award bit-bit niya para sa lahat eh, hindi para sa sarili niya. Ang sobrang ganda nung ano, nung yung alam mong ang ganda-ganda nung mindset na at niya at ng puso niya sa pag-receive ng award na yon, na dinededicate talaga sa lahat ng OPM artists. Yun, sige. So far, that's, yun muna sabihin ko. That's what I felt.
Si Ian.
Nung narinig ko yung, ano, yung acceptance na speech, yun nga, gaya na sabi ko kanina, yun yung highlight ng event for me. Kasi, she remained humble eh. Parang, imbes na parang, di ba, sa kanya yung award eh. Kung susumahin natin, sa kanya yon. Pero she remained humble and talagang dinala niya lahat. The Philippine music industry, sabi niya nga, mabuhay ang OPM. So parang sabi ko, doon ako pinaka na-move. Kasi parang sabi ko, hindi lang, kumbaga siya kasi yung dahilan eh. Kung siya yung bridge kung bakit nagkaroon ng recognition yung Philippines. So, nakaka-proud. Yun yung na-feel ko.
Truly.
Pero unang-una, syempre, ang hindi natin kinaya ang Diyos ko, Lord.
May translation. I said, oh my God.
Pero actually, may nabasa din ako ng mga tweets. Super endearing yung quality ni Sars nun sa speech niya because she didn't pretend to be anything other than herself.
Yes. Yes.
Yung manner ng pronunciation niya, enunciation niya, si Sarah pa rin yun. She didn't try to service the audience during doon sa LA.
Yung parang parang sound na nagpapa-impress, no?
Hindi.
Hindi, no? Wala.
Sobrang intact kay Sarah yung personality niya. Hindi nawala. And then one good thing din. Anong sarap pa ulit-ulitin pakinggan yung speech niya. May mga tweets din ako nabasa na it's so refreshing though to hear yung mga colloquial speech natin na dadala on that global stage. Like yung mga Diyos ko Lord, yung mga Nonya, tapos yung ang sarap, ang tatas kasi ng pagka-Filipino ni Sarah pa nagwiwikang Filipino siya, di ba? Yung parang, ako, muli ako si Sarah Jeronimo, isang Pilipina. Maraming salamat, mabuhay ang OPM. So, yun yung very good kay Sarah for me. So, Ganda nung
true.
She presented herself very well na, and walang pretensions, walang inhibitions.
May nabasa din ako, hindi ko na maalala, parang yung binanggit naman, like yung her words spark a movement of support for PH artists, something like that.
Oo, tali naman yung spark talaga. Ginawa natin revolutionary si Paris.
Oo, pero kasi diba, yung parang mapupush lahat to listen more, to support more, diba? Kasi nandun na siya eh.
Yes.
Kaya nakaka-excite kung sino pa yung mga susunod, diba?
In matter of fact, nga si Troy Loretta, diba, napatweet siya because of Sarah's speech, how it impacted him as a Filipino-American music producer, musician, and a lot of Filipino artists din.
Maganda din sabi ni Troy, ito. Wait. Okay, sabi niya, Sarah Geronimo's speech at Billboard was just truth being spilled out so eloquently and with such class. Bongga.
Truly, truly. Ang ganda nung dichotomy din na sinabi ni Sarah about the award na it's both a signifier of courage and hope. Courage nga na, I mean, 21 years naman, that's a culmination of,
that's true, of
hard work, of passion, of talent, of failures, of successes ni Sarah. Nandun yun, di ba? Sabi niya nga, courage to own oneself, courage to forge through, even upon setbacks, di ba, and challenges. And also hope for the Philippines to be a yung recognition to bridge the Philippines to the global stage, di ba? So, yun, and with that, SARS, sana yung quote featuring Annalisa, di ba?
That's true. Eh, yun din ang sinasabi nila dito sa ano, parang, I love that she did not hold back on using her Filipino language. Mas dama mo yung pride.
Truly.
Yeah. Ano ba ba to? Okay, sabi ni Hayes, yung no at Diyos ko Lord talaga. Yes for representation.
sabi ni Carrot Joe, I love na she shared the spotlight to OPM and OPM artists. I think kulang lang sa woman apart. I hope she talked about more being a woman. But overall, you can feel that the speech really came from her heart. So that is more than enough. For SARS, I think kasi hindi... as much as it is a celebration of women in music, as we know, SARS, kasi parang she doesn't see gender eh.
That's right.
Diba? So, very inclusive pa din siya. But go, work.
Oh my God. Grabe. Ang iconic ng speech na to. Tapos yung last line niya, no? Oh my God. Gagayahin niya ng hanggang sa mga susunod pang generation. Trust me.
Isang Pilipina. Atara.
si Mike
kabisado niya yan. Sige, the speech, ano pa ba? And also yung sa ano niya, teka, may nag-mention dito si Timmy DC. Sabi niya, super proud sa lahat ng sinabi niya doon sa first interview, yung sa ano to. Feel ko yung nervousness niya. And then she mentioned about Mommy D. So feeling ko lang naman emotional siya doon sa part na yun. Of course! Diba? And super nakaka-touch na acknowledge talaga ang kanyang mother.
Ah, diba? I mean, madam, as a mother yourself. Ay, wait lang. Are you a mother, ma'am? Sorry. love you, SARS!
No, but I have a dog.
Uy, may aso ka ba?
I'm a poor parent also.
Are you a poor parent?
Okay, sabi ni Hayes, ready na akong gamitin yung last line sa speech ni SARS sa recitations ko.
Okay.
Sasabihin niya, muli ako si Hayes, isang Pilipina. Maraming salamat.
Okay, sabi ni Tintin, Sarah J is an epitome of beauty. Tama, Filipina beauty. Lahat bagay sa kanya, napaka-humble pa niya at napaka-classy. Such a queen.
Truly. And balikin ko lang yung interview niya sa blue carpet, no? Doon sa angle nung about women and men, di ba pinasok niya yung how men supports
women
din. I think she's hearkening to, and she's referring to Mateo. Because, I mean, all props naman to Mateo, how much of a supportive husband and what a man Mateo is for Sarah. I mean,
yes. Tinweet din to ni Ellie, sabi niya, let's also acknowledge the ever-supporting husband, Mateo! Goodichelli.
Super! I mean,
yeah, popstars love you for always taking care of our queen. At ramdam, grabe yung pagka-proud ni Mateo. Huh?
Since last year, since SG20, we know how much passion and hard work din yung sacrifice ni Mateo for Sarah, di ba? Mm-hmm. And her projects.
You know then that before niya maging wife si Sarah, he was a fan. Alam mo yung gano'n? Yung ganong feeling din.
He believed so much.
Yeah, he believed so much. Yeah.
And kaya nakakabusog ng puso as popsters, di ba? Because yung love na yun, parang, I mean, even smallest details, like yung project posters na nandun din si Mateo, and never niya hinog yung spotlight or whatever, kahit sa anime appearance si Mateo, super, super commendable. Super,
sobrang generous niyang i-share si Sarah sa mga fans, no?
Super. And more than that, din siya din nagpo-push kay Sarah na, Baba, you can still do it. Diba?
Oh parang, my gosh, of course. Oo, yung sa SG20 niya, yes, diba? Like, parang, look at these people na na-inspire mo, diba?
Yes, so,
thank you, Mateo, if you're listening.
Thank you, Mateo. So, I think yun yung context nung Man is Beautiful ni Sarah. Ano pa mga messages nyo, guys, for Sarah?
Go.
Actually, natatakot na ata yung mga pops if pag bumalik si Sarah at mag-concert eh. Kasi...
Sorry, so wag
naman. Hindi pwede.
Baka ang tickets. Charing.
25 views.
Oh my gosh.
Ipon na daw. Last
sabi
quarter
pa na,
daw.
Sabi pa naman dun sa Belo, di ba? Kailan? Oh,
September. Pero parang hindi na.
But, ang sabi ni Sars, hopefully. Si Sars no, binawi. Si Sars binawi next agad din. No? Hopefully.
Totoo. And speaking of concerts, Ash Wu tour, Dubai on April, and another, ano diba, parang may isa pang local na inaayos, so watch out for that.
Uy, may ganda tong sinabi ni Julio, kaka-tweet nyo lang. So first interview niya, I think for her, a strong, empowered woman does not see men as competition, but as someone you could work with. Maganda, tama.
True. Because I think may mga ibang it's taking it out of context na parang
ginagawang
patriarchal daw yung angulo na yun with SARS. I think it's just lost in translation.
Hindi lang niya na-express ng tama yung
pero ang ganda ni SARS. She held her own. And you know what's admiring kay Sarah? She's sincere with her viewpoints. No? And not
yes,
naman that
no.
She's... Yes, no. I mean high five, ganyan. She's sincere that she's not naman stubborn, but she's steadfast on her beliefs, and that's admirable of someone, diba?
Totoo.
Exactly.
She has her own values, she has her own beliefs, yet she's open, and she's understanding of other perspectives, and looking at it where she can pull lessons from or impart knowledge to din naman. So I think that's Sarah. Yun. And it takes a lot for Sarah as the introverted person that she is, and sort of sabi niya nga medyo antisocial, to come out of her shell at that big event and speak her truth and speak her heart. So very commendable, and we're proud of you, Sars, for doing that.
That's very true.
So my listeners, if you guys want to share your message to Sarah, just request. You can hop on the mic and...
Oh yes, and akyat kaya dali, go. Sinong gusto kumakyat?
So shall we move on to a more fun part?
Yep, go.
Let's go.
Interaction with other celebrities during the event. Go!
Oh my God! Siyempre, sobrang favorite natin ang pakikipag-appear kay Annalisa. Oh my God, promise. Araw-araw ko pang panoorin yun.
Yes, and si Luisa. Mayroon din sila interaction ni Luisa. Sayang, no? Hindi walang group yung Global Forces.
Totoo. Parang na-late ata kasi si Luisa. Sabi ni Ash Neal, yung pachismis niya kay Victoria Monet.
Oh my gosh!
Hala, okay. Anong headline sa Sarah? Chismosa nga ba?
Oh my...
Grabe.
Very mosad.
Di ba sabi niya, si Victoria Monet daw, may ex-boyfriend na Pinoy, ganyan.
Di ba kinuwento talaga ni Sab ng buo?
Sabi niya,
I don't know if I'm allowed. Dulo na sabi mo na nga, tapos magaganyan-ganyan.
At ang nakakatawa ba doon? Yung pagkasabi pa ni Matt, ano sinabi ni Monet sa'yo?
Sabi ni Monet?
Para kapitbahay lang daw, sabi ng mga, sa mga tweet. But speaking of Victoria Monet, I'm so happy na they have their interaction. And also, sinipat ko yung jusawa ni Victoria.
Ah, is that her husband?
Pogi. Oo daw, jusawa.
Okay.
Alam nyo, thank you Mateo. Tininay mo din naman talaga your hardest, no, na magkaroon ng Kylie Minogue exergy. I'll take that. Yung crumbs na yon. Thank you, thank you.
Totoo.
Oh my gosh, ang lala din ni Kylie Minogue. Ang ganda niya. Like face card.
Yes.
Sobra.
Mother.
Ilan taon na siya?
Malayo naman kasi ng table niya kay Sarah. 55.
Yeah.
Let's welcome Narcoods on the mic.
Hi.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi, Popsters.
Kumusta? How's the day for you?
Hi.
It's actually here. Morning sa Canada. Kaya, ayun, kakagising lang.
Good morning! So, na... So,
congrats sa lahat!
Yeah,
I was up like...
What's your message for Sarah?
I'm so proud. Nakakaiyak, grabe. No?
Paano po yung iyak?
May nona din siya.
No?
Oo, nakakaiyak naman talaga. No?
What are the striking moments for you about the whole affair? Nar.
Yung pag-ano niya sa red carpet, yung buhok, parang nung una, ano eh, ba't ganun yung buhok, pero eventually, parang kung naging normal lang yung buhok, hindi ganun maging unforgettable yung look niya sa ganung klaseng event. Tapos, yung interview, very natural. Tapos pagdating dun sa speech, di ba, very inclusive. Hindi, it wasn't about her. Ano, grabe. Perfect representation ng Pilipinas si Sarah.
Yeah, really? That's true.
Ano naman ang impact na yon for you as a popster? I mean, 21 years.
Nakaka-proud. Mas magyayabang tayo, for sure.
Ay, sabi ni Sars, wag daw ano, mag-competition. Diyos ko.
Siguro wag magyabang. Ipagmalaki. Ipagmalaki.
Ipagmalaki.
Be proud. Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, anyway. Oh, thank you, Narputs, for sharing.
Yes.
Any last message for Sarah?
Ano, continue making music. And yeah, I'm excited for the material she's gonna put. Galing.
Aww. Thank you, Nars. Ako to si Sarah.
Ay, wow.
Uy!
Sure, Nars.
Thank you, Nars from Canada.
Yeah. Oy, siya ba yung nag-tweet kanina? Ikaw ba yung nag-tweet kanina na trending din tayo sa Canada or hindi? Baka may iba pa. But someone tweeted.
But you know what? I remember Nar. He tweeted before, nabagit ko din yun nung My Mind launch party natin with Mateo. He tweeted yung sinabi niya, when Sarah Geronimo ano, decides to move forward, she advances with the OPM industry with her. So, parang ganun. So, thank you for beautiful words.
Tama. Nar. Keep on tweeting. Magaganda yung mga tweets mo.
And also, na-realize yung tweet mo na yon. Nars, na-realize yun today with the Billboard Women in Music event, no? Na parang, yes, Sarah is a beacon for OPM artists and Filipino music. So, thank you.
Thank you, Narpuds.
Oh, 8 minutes ago, nag-tweet din si Sir Bam Aquino. Congratulations, Sarah G, with an art card. Congratulations, Sarah Geronimo, for receiving the Global Force Award at the 2024 Billboard Women in Music. Sana'y patuloy pang magningning ang iyong mga tala. Yeah, thank you po.
Oh my God.
JL, kamusta ka?
Hello, sawadi ka.
Sawadi ka.
Bumati ka naman from Bangkok, Thailand.
Okay. try can to be most of that some kinis
abisado
tawa kumusta naman mga kababayan?
Uy, mga ka-global force tayo.
Ka-global force pala. Dahil ka-global force
naman. O, ikaw, JL, kamusta ka? Anong mga nakaramdaman mo kanina habang mga nangyayari ang mga kaganapan kay Stars?
Noong una, at the start of the day, sobrang kabado ako for her. Pero yung kaba ko para sa kanya, wala rin kwenta kasi parang okay naman siya. Or siguro dahil na rin yun sa support na binigay natin kaya days before pala mag-umpit yung event. So feeling ko
yeah, na nabasa true.
Niya, no? Sana nakatulong yun.
True. So, ating mga...
Nakakita ko na yung speech niya, sabi ko, ay, wala. Yung not the speech, the interview with Lily Singh, sabi ko, I just got it. She has it. Parang... hindi ko kailangan mag-worry for her. Tapos ang ganda niya, kaya feeling ko natadagdag din yung ano, yung styling sa kanya today, sa confidence niya.
Totoo, no? Yung alam mong choice niya yun talaga, eh, no? Yeah. She. Okay, thank you for Global Force JL from Bangkok, Thailand.
Back to studio, kabayan.
Uy, eto, madami ding mga ano ha, friends ni SARS na nagsusupport, mga nagpo-post, nagsistory, sabi ni yeah. Joshy, eto, kinumpile niya. Nakakatuwa lang na sunod-sunod nag-post ng support yung mga closest friends ni SG. Yang, Shin, Eric, Mark, Darren, Klang, Kim M. Who's Kim M?
Molina.
Okay. KZ and AC. Yeah. Maraming salamat po sa pag-support kay SARS. Okay, may nag-recode ng tweet ko just now. Si Francis with a G, 16. Sabi, not really a diehard pop star, but I literally grew up with her music. And it's undeniable that she's one of the trailblazers of B-pop. That's true. I'm so happy for Mother. Thank you, G, for tweeting.
Sabi ni Haji, dini-M niya, sabi niya, Haji Argel, nakaka-proud lang bilang Pinoy at fan ni Sarah kasi during her speech, she doesn't talk about herself. Instead, she talks about OPM music. I'm so excited about what Sarah can offer us in the future. I love her overall look from her dress to her face card and the way she handles the blue carpet and the way she interacted with the artist, with other artists. I love her. I'm so proud of her as always. Thank you, Haji.
So yes, don't forget to pre-order yung billboard ni SARS. Okay, so yung billboard feature ni SARS. And i-unveil pa yung main cover on March 22 ata yung sinabi nila. Yeah. Okay, so Billboard Philippines Special Issue 2024. Puntahan nyo na yung link sa sarisari.shopping/product/billboard. I think we can send our personal messages for SARS. Final na. I'll go, Ian, ikaw. What's your message for SARS?
Oh my gosh. Baka maiyak ako.
Gaya nung sa tweet ko kanina, parang sabi ko na, words cannot express how proud we are. Sabi ko, parang, this is an incredible milestone that you have chalked into something to be proud of. Kasi this will mark in the heart and the mind of million Filipinos. Ay, sorry. I just want to say that continue to do what you like. Kasi you shine the brightest when you are being you, your authentic self. We love you so much and we are here to support you all the way. Muli, ako po si Ian from the Philippines. Maraming salamat po.
Oh my God. First of all, congratulations on your major recognition. You're not just the pop star royalty. You are now a global force honoree. I know you dedicated to your fellow OPM artists. But keep in mind that it is your name engraved on your trophy. So, own it. You recently said that this momentous recognition just added fuel to your desire and passion for creating music. Keep it burning, hold that torch, and know that we will always be behind you, cheering for you even from afar. I'm ready to see you take the courage to defy standards. I am prepared to witness your passion that will bring hope to everyone. I love you and thank you for your music. Muli, ako po si Sabrina, isang Pilipina. Maraming salamat po. Mabuhay ang OPM. Thank you, Billboard.
Sige, ako short lang naman, basta super happy ako and you deserve the recognition. Ito yung tinipe ko sa space kanina. Your impact and influence will forever be imprinted in our hearts. Diba? Hanggang sa tumanda na tayo and for the generations to come. So, yun. Congratulations, SARS!
Congratulations, SARS! And you presented yourself very well and for us then, and bask in the joy of fulfilling your purpose of creating music, of burning that passion, and we can't wait to see where you take us next. As we said, you will always be home with us and in our hearts. So thank you and till next time.
Yay, thank you, Jello. So happy Women's Month, and we're gonna end our space. One last bye, Jello, Ian, and Sab.
Bye.
Good night, everyone. What a day it is to be a popster. See y'all tomorrow. Good night.